in the limelight.
US weapons are once again falling into the hands of terrorists fighting in one of Washington's many proxy wars, this time in Yemen, the terrorists being fighters of local Al-Qaeda affiliates. Tony Cartalucci, Bangkok-based researcher and writer, has dealt with the issue in his article titled, Yemen, US Accidentally Arming Al-Qaeda Again. Stay tuned for more. CNN, in its article, Sold to an Ally, Lost to an Enemy, would admit, Saudi regime and its coalition partners have transferred American-made weapons to Al-Qaeda-linked hardline Salafi and other terrorists waging war in Yemen in violation of their agreements with the United States, a CNN investigation has found. The article also claims, Saudi regime and the UAE, its main partner in the war, have used the US-manufactured weapons as a form of currency to buy the loyalties of terrorists or tribes, bolster chosen armed actors, and influence the complex political landscape. Weapon transfer included everything from small arms to armored vehicles. The article would include a response from Pentagon spokesman Johnny Michael, who claimed, The United States has not authorized the Kingdom of Arabia or the United Arab Emirates to retransfer any equipment to parties inside Yemen. The U.S. government cannot comment on any pending investigations of claims of end-use violations of defense articles and services transferred to our allies and partners. Despite obvious evidence that Saudi and the UAE regimes are both violating whatever agreements the Pentagon claims to have with both nations, the U.S. continues fighting their joint war in Yemen for them in all but name. The U.S. role in Yemen includes not only arming Saudi regime and the UAE regime, but also training their pilots, selecting targets, sharing intelligence, repairing weapon systems, refueling Saudi warplanes, and even through the employment of U.S. special forces along the Saudi-Yemeni border. Because of this continued and unconditional support, Pentagon complaints over weapon transfers, its claims were unauthorized ring particularly hollow. More so when considering in other theaters of war, U.S. weapons also accidentally ended up in the hands of terrorists that just so happened to be fighting against forces the U.S. opposed. An entire army of Al-Qaeda-linked forces was raised in Syria against the government in Damascus through the accidental transfer of U.S. weapons from alleged moderate terrorists to designated terrorist organizations, including Al-Qaeda's Al-Nusra affiliate and the self-proclaimed Daesh. And while this was presented to the public as accidental, years before the war in Syria even erupted, there were already warning signs that the U.S. planned to deliberately use terrorists in a proxy war against both Syria and Iran. As early as 2007, a full 4 years before the 2011 so-called Arab Spring would begin, an article by journalist Seymour Hersh, published in The New Yorker, titled, The Redirection, Is the Administration's New Policy Benefiting Our Enemies in the War on Terrorism?, would warn, To undermine Iran, the Bush administration has decided, in effect, to reconfigure its priorities in West Asia. In Lebanon, the administration has cooperated with Saudi regime in clandestine operations that are intended to weaken Hezbollah that is backed by Iran. The U.S. has also taken part in clandestine operations aimed at Iran and its ally Syria. A byproduct of these activities has been the bolstering of terrorist groups that are sympathetic to Al-Qaeda. From 2011 onward, admissions throughout prominent Western newspapers like the New York Times and Washington Post would admit to U.S. weapon deliveries to so-called moderate rebels in Syria. Articles like the New York Times' arms airlift to Syria rebels expands with CIA aid, and Kerry says U.S. will double aid to rebels in Syria, the Telegraph's U.S. and Europe in major airlift of arms to Syrian rebels through Zagreb, and the Washington Post's article, U.S. weapons reaching Syrian rebels, would detail hundreds of millions of dollars in weapons, vehicles, equipment, and training funneled into Syria to so-called moderate rebels. Yet even as early as the first year of the war, Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Nusra, a U.S. State Department-designated foreign terrorist organization, would dominate the battlefield opposite Syrian forces. The U.S. State Department, in its own official press statement titled Terrorist Designations of the Al-Nusra Front as an Alias for Al-Qaeda in Iraq, explicitly stated that since November 2011, Al-Nusra Front has claimed nearly 600 attacks ranging from more than 40 suicide attacks to small arms and improvised explosive device operations in major city centers including Damascus, Aleppo, Hama, Daraa, Homs, Idlib, and Deir ez-Zor. During these attacks, numerous innocent Syrians have been killed. If the U.S. and its allies were admittedly transferring hundreds of millions of dollars worth of weapons, equipment, and other support to so-called moderate rebels, who was funding and arming al-Nusra even more, enabling them to displace Western-backed terrorists from the Syrian battlefield? The Western media had proposed several unconvincing excuses, including claims that large numbers of defectors to Al-Qaeda and its affiliates brought with them their Western-provided arms and equipment. The obvious answer, however, is that just as Seymour Hersh warned in 2007, the U.S. and its allies from the very beginning armed and backed Al-Qaeda, intentionally created its Daesh offshoot, and used both in a deadly proxy war they had hoped would quickly conclude before the public realized what had happened. It had worked in Libya in 2011, and the quick overthrow of the Syrian government was likewise anticipated. When the war dragged on and the nature of Washington's moderate rebels was revealed, implausible excuses as to how Al-Qaeda and Daesh became so well-armed and funded began appearing across the Western media. As the alternative media now attempts to shed light on the ongoing U.S. proxy war in Yemen, a similar attempt to explain how Al-Qaeda has once again found itself flooded with U.S. support is being mounted. Just as in Syria, the obvious explanation for Al-Qaeda forces in Yemen turning up with U.S. weapons is because the use of Al-Qaeda and other terrorists was always a part of the U.S.-Saudi Emirati strategy from the very beginning. CNN's revelations were not the first. An Associated Press investigation concluded in August 2018 in an article titled AP Investigation, U.S. Allies, Al-Qaeda Battle Rebels in Yemen, that again and again over the past 2 years, a military coalition led by Saudi regime and backed by the United States has claimed it won decisive victories that drove Al-Qaeda terrorists from their strongholds across Yemen and shattered their ability to attack the West. Here is what the victors did not disclose. Many of their conquests came without firing a shot. That's because the coalition cut secret deals with Al-Qaeda fighters, paying some to leave key cities and towns and letting others retreat with weapons, equipment, and wads of looted cash, an investigation by the Associated Press has found. Hundreds more were recruited to join the coalition itself. While the U.S. pleads innocent and attempts to blame the arming of Al-Qaeda in yet another Washington's proxy wars on accidental or unauthorized weapon transfers, it is clear that Al-Qaeda has and still does serve as a vital auxiliary force the U.S. uses both as a pretext to invade and occupy other nations and, when it cannot, to fight by proxy where U.S. forces cannot go. The U.S., which claims its involvement in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen is predicated on containing Iran, who the U.S. accuses of jeopardizing global security and of sponsoring terrorism, has aligned itself with actual verified state sponsors of terrorism, Saudi regime and the UAE, and is itself knowingly playing a role in the state sponsorship of terrorism, including the arming of terrorist groups across the region. Iran and the militant groups it has backed, accused of being terrorists, are ironically the most effective forces fighting groups like Al-Nusra and Daesh across the region, illustrating Washington and its allies of being guilty, in reality, of what it has accused Syria, Russia, and Iran of in fiction.